This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, the Trump comments will come next hour, we think. I think it's supposed to be 8:15 Eastern. I say supposed to be because you never know with these people. Sometimes it's hit or miss. Whenever it comes, we're tossing to it live. We won't even be taking commercial breaks. So there. I guess. Wait a minute, Chris. That means less me. I hadn't thought about that until now. Can we deal with the world that has less me? I don't think we can. I wonder what Joe Biden's dad would say.
When it comes from the top down, my dad's kitchen table, not much dropped on that kitchen table from the top down.
What? What does that mean? Did you see this? Apparently, Chris, I didn't know. Did you know they play a women's basketball championship in college? No, I'm serious. They do. There was a women's basketball tournament, and apparently two teams full of women, they play basketball, they played against each other. And then one of them won. I don't know which one won, but either way, the loser wanted to invite the loser to the White House too. Gosh, this is great.
So congratulations to both teams. So I know we'll have the champions come to the White House. We always do. So, you know, we'll have LSU come. But you know what? I'm going to tell Joe, I think Iowa should come too because they played such a good game. So, right? So winners and losers, that's sports.
What a chick thing to say. Oh, you guys played so hard. You should come too. No. Goodness sakes, it's the women's basketball championship, and you couldn't even win that. No, you don't get invited. Also, in case you're wondering, Corinne Diversity Hire was asked today about the January 6th stuff versus the Trump indictment. It's a little long, but I figured I should play it for you.
Reticence, and what's the difference between that and this?
But with all seriousness, January 6th was a devastating day. We had law enforcement, police officers who were attacked, who died. And what we saw on that day was an attack on our democracy. It was a devastating, devastating day in our history. And it was a moment for this president to have spoken to.
I can't take it anymore. Look, it was going to go on for another minute and a half. I'm sorry. We can't dedicate a minute and a half to Corinne Diversity Hire. I have other things to say, especially since Trump has taken over the show, Chris. Now, we do have, believe it or not, bigger fish to fry. China holds military drills near Taiwan as Tsai plans meeting with Kevin McCarthy. That's the leader of Taiwan, in case you're wondering. And I get this email. Dear Denzel Washington-ish, I recall you mentioning Japan's Air Force sat on the ground towards the end of World War II because they did not have enough fuel for their planes. I've been seeing news articles over the past several days that the Biden administration is not refilling the strategic oil reserve they have depleted. Either they do not believe we face a challenge militarily, or they don't care. The only good news within my control is that my dog is doing much better now thanks to Rough Greens. How about that? It says I can say his name. His name is Ryan. By the way, yes, we'll get back to China in a moment. You will see a difference in your dog when you switch to Rough Greens. Well, not switch. When you add Rough Greens to your dog's food, because it's a nutritional supplement, It's not like you're just magically going to add it and say, well, I hope he lives a couple more years. My dog had severe digestive problems. He hasn't had them since day one of Rough Greens. Your dog getting older, joints, eyes, whatever the problem, too lethargic, hyperactive. Well, why don't we all try giving our dogs nutrition for the first time ever? There's none in the dog food. There is in Rough Greens. And that's why they give out a free trial bag, a free jumpstart trial bag, because they know you'll see a difference fast. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Get a free bag. All you pay for is the shipping. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right. Now back to the fuel thing. Okay. China's holding military drills. Let's do understand that there are international things, huge international things coming when it comes to the military, oil, and the dollar. And many of these things are interconnected. You brought up the strategic oil reserve. Well, the Biden administration, because they're a bunch of America-hating savages, they want to destroy the oil and gas industry while looting the treasury and handing out a ton of money to all their friends in the green movement, if that's what we're going to call it, because the green movement funds Democrat campaigns. Here's Janet Yellen.
The Inflation Reduction Act is about turning the climate crisis into an economic opportunity.
Ah, that's Janet Yellen saying the quiet part out loud. So that's their goal. But here's the problem when you want to go green and get away from oil and gas. The entire world runs on oil and gas. You can't just snap your fingers, wish it away. You can't even government fund it away. It doesn't matter how many trillion-dollar bills you pass. The world runs on that. And they also know that people will vote based on pain at the pump. There was a lot of pain at the pump because they cut off all this oil and gas. They panicked, so they started absolutely sucking dry our strategic oil reserve. Now, because they were doing that, we have less and less and less of the strategic oil reserve. The strategic oil reserve is not there because your poll numbers look bad because gas prices are high. The strategic oil reserve is there because our military, just like before, also runs on oil and gas. Why do you think Saudi Arabia and Iran and Russia and China and why do you think all these countries are working together? And oh, did I mention Venezuela's joining in on that with the largest oil reserves on the planet? All the oil-backed nations or nations that still want to run on oil, they're all joining together while we declare open war on the oil and gas industry. Now you have China doing military drills. We are not ready to stop them if they were to do something. And that coalition of oil nations, they're also attacking the dollar. You remember I played that audio of that Kenyan guy, Kenyan president yesterday. I don't know his name. I can't pronounce it. I'm not worried about it. But remember the plan to destroy the dollar is an old, old, old plan because destroying the dollar will help destroy America. Go ahead, play it, Chris.
For the people who work numbers, I am giving you free advice that those of you who are holding dollars, you shortly might go into losses. You better do what you must do because this market is going to be different in a couple of weeks.
In a couple of weeks. Now, in case you thought the plan to destroy the dollar was new, here's George Soros from 2009.
In the United States, how worried are you about the budget deficit and maybe about the possibility of inflation?
Well, certainly a decline in the value of the dollar is necessary in order to compensate for the fact that the U.S. economy will remain rather weak, will be a drag on the global economy. China will emerge as the motor replacing the U.S. consumer. And, of course, it's a smaller motor because the Chinese economy is much smaller. So China will be the engine driving it forward, and the U.S. will be actually a drag that's being pulled along through a gradual decline in the value of the dollar.
That was 2009. Here we are. Here's the Russian U.S. envoy.
They are not reliable. Their financial system is not something...
He's talking about us and the dollar, by the way.
They are not reliable. Their financial system is not something that we can rely upon, knowing that they, at any time they can switch off the international payment system, that dollar transactions are not reliable anymore. We want to involve local currencies, countries' currencies, more within the trade with Russia. We do it successfully with China, with other countries. We need to come off that narcotic needle that the dollar represents.
Have you told your liberal Aunt Peggy yet that she voted for this? If you haven't told her yet, maybe you should wait until the world does begin to move off the dollar and she starts to experience all the suffering. Because the truth is, we really could not afford 4 years of Joe Biden. We couldn't. Even if Trump wins or DeSantis wins in 2024, the 4 years of Joe Biden's presidency have done so much damage to us on the world stage. It's difficult to imagine how we climb out of that. We are not militarily ready to take on China and protect Taiwan. We don't even have the fuel for it. The dollar, as it is going downhill, I don't have to tell you that. You know that because you buy eggs. As the dollar goes downhill, the people in both parties are passing multi-trillion dollar spending bills that aren't funded, and the world's moving off the dollar. These are big, big things. Oh, but wait, in case you thought that was bad, there's more. I've got one more for you. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. One more quick thing on this China petroleum reserve, everything else before we get to some other things tonight. And again, Trump's comments coming up about an hour from now, actually less than an hour from now. U.S. manufacturing slumps to the lowest level in 3 years. We don't think about this much. Now, all my people in the Rust Belt right now, they know about it. But a lot of people outside of that don't think about manufacturing. It's just not something that goes through people's heads. What does it matter? It's hard for people without a great concept, without a great grasp of history to understand why it matters. But let's say there is a future conflict, God forbid, but let's say there is a future conflict between us and China and Russia, or us, China, Russia, and Iran. China makes 20% of the world's goods. 20% of the world's goods are made in China. They even make all of our pharmaceuticals now. What do you think that looks like? If we can't make things here, do you think we're just going to ask China, hey, would you mind sending us another shipment of tanks? We need a quick shipment of tanks. And you know what? Just put them right in our base over there. Then we'll shoot your guys with them. People have not considered, because they don't study history, they have not considered that manufacturing, that the type of economy you have is a national security issue. We all love to think about World War II being won on the beaches of Normandy, on the islands in the Pacific. No, World War II was won in the factories. America simply made more boats, tanks, and planes, and bullets than any other country on Earth, pretty much all of them combined. We just churned them out like it was nothing, like it was chiclets. We churned them out. And things break during war. Your ships break. You get blown up. Your planes break. Your tanks break. Things break during war. No matter what you have to begin with, all those things are going to break. Can you replace them? If you can, you'll be fine. If you can't, and he can, you're in very deep trouble. We are approaching a point where militarily, we are not going to be the top power in this world anymore. Now, we still are right now, but they are moving. The other powers at work on this planet are moving, and moving with a purpose to try to change that. They are moving with a purpose trying to change it. In the meantime, this is our government.
So congratulations to both teams. So I know we'll have the champions come to to the White House. We always do. So, you know, we'll have LSU come. But you know what? I'm going to tell Joe, I think Iowa should come too, because they played such a good game. So, right? So winners and losers, that's sportsmanship. That's good sportsmanship.
Ugh. McConnell ignores Trump's arrest. Well, this is something you already know, but Mitch McConnell cheered Trump's arrest. He didn't ignore it. He ignored it publicly. He cheered it privately. Remember, this is what the low-T GOP, this is how they really think about you. They hate you. Most of our senators, most of our Republican senators actually hate you more than Democrats hate you, more than the Democrat senators hate you. You realize that? Mitch McConnell hates you so much more than Chuck Schumer ever could. Why? Well, Chuck Schumer doesn't ever have to pander to you at all. He doesn't ever have to pretend to care about you or your issues. He can go out there and spit in your face. He doesn't need your vote, doesn't have to pretend to care about your vote. Therefore, Chuck Schumer, yeah, he doesn't like you, but you don't occupy any of his mind, any of his stress. Once every 6 years, Mitch McConnell has to go back to Kentucky and pretend to care about you? Ugh, the border? Ugh, I have to go talk to the rubes about the border. Oh my gosh, they want me to stop spending? Ugh, these people. The Republican senators from some of our reddest states are the people who have the lowest opinions of you. Tom Tillis, John Thune, John Cornyn, Lindsey Graham, they despise that once every 6 years they have to run back to their states and run ads. I've been a hunter, and that's why I'll protect the Second Amendment. Watch me build the wall, and I'll stop illegal immigration now. The second they're done filming those commercials, remember I ran for Congress twice. I know what it's like. It takes all day to film a 30-second commercial. All day, you wouldn't believe it. 8-9 hours, all these takes here and takes there. The second they're done that day, they have to go home and take a shower, having to discuss you and your issues. They feel so gross having to pander to you. Of course he didn't say anything about Trump's arrest. All these people want you to go away. It's not even that they want Trump to go away. If you would just shut up about your freedoms. Oh my gosh, and you want to talk about the tranny nonsense. Why can't we move on to important things like Paul Ryan's tax cuts? I do support every D. Good for him.
And it's sad that we even have to discuss this, but you know, you've now seen kind of an explosion in doctors with these young kids, minors, giving them puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and doing surgery, sex change surgeries of kids that are 15, 16 years old. And so we don't think that's based on medical science. We think that's ideology going into that. And in fact, a lot of countries in Europe have said, no, this is really bad. And we've got people in their 20s who went through this when they were minors, and they regret it because these things were irreversible. So in Florida, we have had our Board of Medicine institute rules so that in Florida, if a physician is doing this to minors, they are going to lose their medical license in our state. We're not putting up with it.
That's outstanding. Of course, it's step one. Really, if you do that to a minor, you should go to prison, as anyone should if you abuse a minor in any horrible way. But hey, we'll take a loss of medical license. That works. All right. Now, let's deal with Disney for a brief moment, because we've got to have a talk about that. We'll get to some emails. Talk about parenting. Wisconsin, rooting for you, Wisconsin. We are going to keep our eyes and see if we ever get numbers on that Wisconsin Supreme Court race. It's really important. We'll get you updates on that if we get them. Before we get to that, let's give you something free. Something important. If you're a homeowner, if you're not, don't worry about this. But if you own a home, you need to understand that your home title is not a piece of paper that sits in a bank vault somewhere. That's what I thought about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. That's what I thought. I had no idea they were all online now.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I had no idea home title theft was even a thing. Who would do that? Apparently it's the cyber crime right now. They go hack into your home title. They forge your signature on it. They go take loans out against it. You have no idea. You start getting late notices in the mail for loans you didn't take out. You ignore them, and soon it becomes an eviction notice. It may have already happened to you. Go to HometitleLock.com/Jesse and put in your address. That's a free thing they give out. You can go see if your home is still in your name right now. HometitleLock.com/Jesse. While you're there, may I suggest you sign up so it doesn't ever happen to you, because it is not fun to deal with. HometitleLock.com/Jesse. Talk about Disney for a second. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
But enough about the NSA. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All those are welcome to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Chris, we're being called out. I should say I'm being called out, but whenever it's something bad that we did, I like to include you with it. It makes me feel better. Jesse, I got to get you to stop butchering that saying. It's a tough row to hoe, as in a row in a garden that you're using a garden hoe to turn or weed. A tough road to hoe doesn't make any sense. My autocorrect even tries to fix it for me. Feel free to fix this saying in your lexicon and pretend like you never read this email. You don't even have to give me credit, though you can use my name when you pretend you were saying something that was wrong on purpose. His name is James. Well, obviously, I was doing it on purpose. I was testing you. I wanted to see if you would pick up on it. I do this from time to time. Look, world-famous authors who write books like The Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com, world-famous authors, our minds kind of operate on a different plane. And every now and then, I'll just start using words wrong. And it's not because I'm uneducated white trash that only went to community college and failed out, basically. It's because I'm testing you to see if you'll catch it. I want to congratulate James for catching it. It's a shame no one else did. But now that we've got that, I'll go back to using it the right way, because I knew that's how it was supposed to be used. Look, hey, we got a tough row to hoe. That's all there is to it. What, Chris? Disney CEO Bob Iger rips Ron DeSantis over anti-Florida retaliation. Well, here's the thing about the Florida Disney thing. One, Disney's despicable and disgusting. You should stop going there. You should stop paying for Disney Plus. You should stop going to see the new Marvel movies, no matter how much kiddos want to see them. Why should you do these things? Because the largest children's organization in the United States of America has publicly announced more than once they intend to sexually groom your child. They're already doing it in the Disney movies themselves. They intend to sexually groom your child and break your child away from you. Why are you still supporting that with your tax money? That's one. But two, this is why It's so important for GOP states to get some guts the way Florida has gotten some guts and take these corporations on. You, me, we're dying for somebody to finally fight back against these people. Stop with this pathetic lameness. Well, there's nothing I can do to a private company. If a private company has declared war on the values that we hold dear, then war it is. Shut down the park if you have to. You don't get to operate within our states and spit on all of us. That doesn't work that way. We need more of Florida's energy in GOP states across the United States of America. And it's sad how little of that we see. You still see this old lame GOP bragging about some total communist nutball business. We talked them out of they're leaving California and they're coming to Texas. We're so excited about that. Oh, look, it turns out it's tranny day there where you can bring your kindergartner and he can learn to cut his penis off. Go Texas. The red states have got to start getting a lot sharper fangs than they currently have. That is our goal right now. It's not the federal government. We'll get there eventually. Our goal is getting red state GOPs to grow some balls and some fangs. Cause right now they have neither. Right now, all of them. Besides Florida, I don't know of a red state GOP that doesn't need a chalk mail vitality stack. Shoot, maybe Chuck should move its headquarters from Texas to Florida, because Florida actually intends to do something about the communists. My state, Texas, we still lay down for them over and over and over again. Chuck, I love you. Get a mail vitality stack in Greg Abbott's hands. In fact, everybody here in Texas, well, maybe it actually won't help Abbott as much, but a mail vitality stack, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. Female vitality stack for the ladies. Get the chocolate powder, pour it in your smoothie in the morning like the wife does with us. 35% off subscriptions too. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse gets you that 35% off. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. It's not just the GOP who needs it. I still love how they found the show. It's still one of the funniest stories ever. They were just fans of the show. And they got banned on Instagram for speaking out against the vaccine. They called iHeart. Hey, we like Jesse. I don't think we want to advertise there. These guys are awesome. Anti-communist, baby. But look, we see this during Pride Month all over the place. You'll see people will point out, like I remember this very specifically about Mercedes. Mercedes, and this applies to many, many, many companies. Mercedes, they'll roll out all these pride advertisements and a rainbow thing and go gay. And what'll happen is people will pull Mercedes ads from around the world. And they'll say, hey, look, Mercedes didn't do this in Saudi Arabia. Well, Saudi Arabia doesn't allow businesses within its borders to crap on the values it holds dear. You don't get to set up shop in Israel and make it your life's mission to dump on Judaism. You don't get to set up shop in Saudi Arabia and make it your life's goal to spit in the face of every Muslim in the country. Only here in the U.S. of Gay do we allow these businesses to declare a culture war, to declare for the other side in the culture war. And Trump's arrest or not, the culture war is here and must be fought tooth and nail. Headline, trans Nashville shooter planned for months to target a Christian school. Over and over and over and over and over again, these people are told, you're a victim, the church is evil, you're a victim, the church is evil, you're a victim, the church is evil. And then we take some nutball and we're shocked when he or she or he, she, no one can figure out what they are anymore, grabs a gun and goes and shoots up a bunch of Christian kids. Well, it's pushed at the highest levels. In the wake of that shooting, need I remind you, everyone from the President of the United States of America to Madonna on down, they didn't rally around Christian schools. They didn't rally around the Christian community. They all rallied around the trans community. If we don't have red states who are willing to make it painful for corporations to do these things, then these corporations will never stop doing them. Now, the good news is the red states are getting better at this. Remember all the ESG stuff we've talked about endlessly on the show, that environmental social governance? West Virginia really led the charge on this. I want to give credit to them. Plus, I love West Virginia. West Virginia really led the charge on this. There's now a coalition of GOP states that are cutting off ESG financial groups from access to that state's money, and it's proving to cost these financial groups billions and billions of dollars. We must operate now as if every single part of the culture war needs to be fought, because it does. If we don't stop, if we don't keep fighting it, and in fact, if we don't ramp it up, well, remember, evil doesn't get tired. They're not going to wear down. They're not going to wake up one day and say, man, I think we've taken this stuff far enough. There is no stopping for them until they're stopped. Pass aggressive laws. Be aggressive with these corporations until they either shut up, change their ways, or leave your state. All right? Which brings me to Bud Light. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We got Trump's speech coming up from Mar-a-Lago, I think 20, 30 minutes. Remember, whenever it kicks off, you don't have to change the channel. We'll be here doing it. So I guess we better motor through as much of this as we possibly can. All hail the Sunroof King. That's not nice. Okay. For you new listeners who don't understand why the listeners who email in are so mean to me about various things, I will explain. Before I bought my midlife crisis car, which I'm kind of sick of, I'm going to go back to a pickup. I had a pickup truck. I'm 6'8", so I generally need a pickup truck. Otherwise, I don't fit very well. The pickup truck I bought had a sunroof. All right. This, not by request, Chris. It's not by request. The model I wanted came with a sunroof. I didn't request a sunroof. I didn't hardly ever use the sunroof. And it was something like the second or third time I ever used the sunroof. And it was because the boys wanted to crawl out of the sunroof. They're boys. They're meatheads. It breaks and it won't close. It ended up costing me, how much was it, Chris? I forget. Wasn't it something like $2,000 or $3,000? It was absurd what they wanted to fix a stupid sunroof. I didn't ask for the sunroof for the pickup truck. Anyway, dear Sunroof King, putting our money where our mouth is. In light of Bud Light's pro-transgender agenda, it looks like we will all be enjoying a different barley pop as Budweiser becomes the queen of beers. I'll be brewing my own to savor whilst reading the Anti-Communist Manifesto, available at jessekellybook.com. Listen, thank you, and Semper Fi. Chris, you seem like one of these types. How hard is it to brew beer? Maybe we should brew beer here. It can't be that hard, right? It's easy to brew, but hard to make it taste good. Well, don't you think we should figure that part of it out? We should brew our own beer. Chris, that's not very nice. I can figure out how to do it. I didn't even update everyone last night on the griddle. Remember, I got the griddle at the silent auction once again. The wife was super mad. I went to the kids' school for a fundraiser. They had another silent auction. I made my way in there and bid on some goods. Once again, came away with, but either way, I got this griddle. I've always wanted a griddle because griddles make not only the best burgers, they make the best everything. You need a flat top, eggs and bacon and pancakes and everything else. So two nights ago, I got out a bunch of bacon and I got the buns ready and I prepped the world famous Jesse Kelly burgers. And then I took a bunch of the shrimp. It was actually Biloxi shrimp. I took all the shrimp and I put them in this big gallon Ziploc bag and I melted butter down. Poured the butter in the bag and then dumped a bunch of Cajun seasoning in the bag and mixed it all up. And I walked up to the griddle and just started dumping stuff on there and everything was just frying up. And you should have seen me. I was basically Gordon Ramsay. Pretty much. What, Chris? I was Gordon Ramsay. I was basically Gordon Ramsay in that moment. I don't want to say it was 5-star what came off there. I would never brag. Probably 4, though. Probably 4-star. 4.5. Yeah, that's exactly right, Chris. 4.5. It was definitely a big hit. By the way, we have a quick update for you on the important race of the day, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
I have no update whatsoever. The polls don't even close for a couple hours. That is part of the update, is that the polls close. And Chris looked what time the polls close. 9 o'clock Mountain Time. Don't make me do math. Give the times out in Eastern time. It's 9 o'clock. It's 11 Eastern, right, Chris? Wait, it is 9 Eastern? You said mountain. Gosh, Chris, this isn't live, is it? All right, 9 o'clock Eastern time, the polls close. So about the time the show wraps up, the polls will close. Either way, that's your update from Journalist Jesse. Tune in for more. Jesse was talking to a JFK Democrat who was telling me how her doctor's office was having trouble with patient records. Patients weren't receiving their prescriptions, notes were missing in their files, etc. Come to find out that a black woman was shredding notes on purpose without filing them correctly, and one day just got up at lunch and didn't come back. The doctor's office knew who it was and why files were incorrect, but wouldn't fire her because of fear of lawsuits, and they were really excited when she just stopped showing up to work. I looked at her and said, "You realize this is what you vote for, right?" And he signs it, "This is my favorite game. I love our you voted for this campaign on this show for way, way, way too long. You and I, I'll include myself in this, have been so quiet and so polite whenever we talk to one of these Democrat voters who complains about things that are the result of Democrat policies. And the truth is, that was a mistake. That was a failure of mine, and that was a failure of yours. We let these people come up to us at family reunions and neighborhood parties with their Biden sticker on their car. Oh my gosh, can you believe gas prices? And what do? We either walk away or we just kind of roll our eyes and just let it go. No more. These people have been the aggressors in daily conversation for too long. And for too long, Democrat voters in this country have divorced themselves from the results of them, from the results of how they vote. No more. You voted for this. Normalize it. Mix it in with friends, family, coworkers. When they complain about Democrat results, you voted for this. You voted for this. You voted for this. It's fantastic. One of my favorite things in the world out there. I love that almost as much as I love MyPillow slippers. You know why I love MyPillow slippers? Because I can wear them inside and out. Because if I wear crappy slippers all day long, my right knee will start being sore because I'm 41 going on 81. Thanks, Marine Corps. But the MyPillow slippers, they don't do that. Now, normally when I bring up MyPillow's all-season slippers, people will say to me, Jesse, I'd love to, but I don't have $149.98. And I understand that. That's not chump change. That's a lot of money. Well, why don't you dive on them right now when they're $120 off? $25 right now. MyPillow's slippers are $25 when you use the promo code Jesse right now. They will not last. This is a limited time because whenever they cut it down, people come buy them up. They even limit how many pairs you can buy. I think the limit is 10, but go buy one for yourself and your spouse. Shoot, get them for Christmas gifts. I promise they're not going to expire sitting in your closet. Take advantage of the sales when they come. It's a recession, baby. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. This still disgusts me. I can't get over
it. Those who broke the laws will be held to account. But this cannot be, and it will not be, a tit-for-tat exercise.
Ugh, and that's why we are where we are. I should play Peter Ducey today interrogating Corinne Diversity Hunter.
Biden is a lawyer. Is he?
And the President of the United States and the Commander-in-Chief, but go ahead.
He is, but as a lawyer, is he concerned at all that a local DA indicting a former president could, down the line, open up the possibility, set the precedent, that local DAs that don't like former President Biden could indict him?
I'm not going to comment from here.
Why don't you have more to say about the Trump indictment?
It is an ongoing case, and I've been very clear about that. We've been prudent about that, not commenting on ongoing cases, and we're going to stick to that.
But for better or worse, all that anybody in the country is talking about at this exact moment while we are in here is Trump. And they look here to find out what the White House thinks about it.
Well, I think the American people should feel reassured that when there is an ongoing case like this one, that we're just not commenting.
And so, does the lack of comment mean that you do not think anything happening in New York today is one of the top issues facing the country at the moment?
That's your assessment. That's not my assessment. I'm just laying out the facts that we are just not going to comment on an ongoing case from here. And we've been very consistent. We've been very prudent. And we're going to stick there.
The lack of comment tells me something. Does it tell you something? Because this administration comments on everything. Obama mainstreamed this. They comment on every case, no matter what. But they won't comment on this one. Have you asked yourself why? We'll talk about it in a second.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.